Some Little-Known Prophecies of Christmas, Part 4, Genesis 49:10. We ended last time by thinking how the Messiah would be the son of Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and Judah. See Matthew 1:2-3, Luke 3:33, Hebrews 7:14, Revelation 5:5. Jacob made an astounding and significant prophecy regarding his son Judah and the greatest descendant who would come through his lineage, giving us one of the earliest glimpses into the Messiah's future reign as king, quote, in the last days, end quote, Genesis 49:1. As Jacob was blessing his sons in Genesis 49:10, he stated regarding Leah's fourth son, quote, "The scepter shall not depart from Judah, nor a lawgiver from between his feet, until Shiloh comes, and to him shall be the obedience of the people," end quote. I cannot remember a time in my life when I had not memorized this verse. It was one of many that my classmates and I learned to say verbatim each year in Lutheran grade school in preparation for the annual Christmas Eve services. Often, as I have referenced this verse in teaching and preaching, I have described it as a promise that we regularly share during the Christmas season. What I found, however, was that I received a lot of blank stares in return, so I no longer speak about it that way. Sadly, I include it here as a, quote, little-known, end quote, prophecy. As we proclaimed this verse together back in grade school, however, I really did not understand all that it meant. I had several questions about it, especially in the King James English, in which we memorized it. Perhaps my greatest challenge was understanding why it seemed to refer to Christ as Shiloh. Shiloh was a village contained in the land of the tribe of Ephraim in the location of the tabernacle, see 1 Samuel 1:3. This name is used 32 times in the Old Testament, including the text under consideration. But is Genesis 49:10 teaching that such a village will move toward an appearance within history? No, but it wasn't until seminary that I really came to understand this passage. Dr. John Whitcomb unlocked the puzzle for me when he explained, rather ingeniously, I thought, that Ezekiel supplied the answer to the conundrum centuries after Jacob prophesied, in Ezekiel 21:26-27, quote, "Thus says the Lord God, remove the turban and take off the crown. Nothing shall remain the same. Exalt the humble and humble the exalted. Overthrown, overthrown, I will make it overthrown. It shall be no longer until he comes whose right it is, and I will give it to him," end quote. Dr. Whitcomb taught us that those words, quote, "whose right it is," end quote, which in part sound similar to, quote, Shiloh, end quote, in Hebrew, offer the key that unlocks the meaning of the cryptogram found in Genesis 49:10. Ezekiel, by way of predictive prophecy, was describing the forthcoming suspension of the theocracy of Israel and the halting of the kingly line in Judah. It would not resume until its rightful owner, Shiloh, would appear and reestablish the kingdom. Here then we see two interwoven prophecies. The latter one builds on the former, which could not be fully understood without the progress of revelation. In the end, we recognize Jacob to be announcing Jesus' future reign as king. Christmas is made richer by a right understanding of such hidden gems of prophetic truth which rest just below our sight all throughout the Hebrew Bible. It is my hope that the light reflecting off of these gems has served to illuminate your Christmas. We have unearthed just four of them, all in the book of Genesis. As God enables, I hope to write about more of them during Advent seasons to come. Unless, quote, Shiloh comes, end quote, first. Merry Christmas.